USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data says COVID vaccinations are again on the rise amid the current spread of the Delta variant of the virus. White House COVID-19 Data Director Cyrus Shapar tweeting Saturday that 1.05 million doses were administered on Saturday, the third straight day that over 1 million doses were given. More than 60% of Americans 12 and up are now fully vaccinated against COVID. And New York City has declared a state of emergency as New England braces for Hurricane Henri. The Category 1 storm is expected to make landfall Sunday afternoon on Long Island or in southern New England. Hurricane warnings are in effect along Long Island to Montauk Point and for New Haven, Connecticut to west of Westport, Massachusetts. The storm's effects are expected to be felt throughout the Northeast, inland as far away as Albany, New York. If Henri is still hurricane strength when it makes landfall, it would be the first direct hit by a hurricane for New England since Hurricane Bob in 1991. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A family of four has been caught trying to break COVID rules, trying to enjoy some R&R. Mike Fortier has the details.
A family vacation now has a Florida couple facing criminal charges. A husband and wife from Miami Beach arrested last week in Hawaii for using fake vaccine cards while trying to enter the state. Hawaii requires proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to enter the state without having to quarantine. It was the vaccine cards for their kids that tipped off a screener at the Honolulu airport.
The screener at the airport, when they came through, noticed an anomaly about the age of the children and the vaccine, and that's how we got it.
Hawaii Attorney General Special Agent Joe Logan talking to NBC 6. The kids' IDs showed they were too young to have gotten the vaccine. The couple charged with misdemeanors and could get a year in prison. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the final round of the Northern Trust will be delayed by a day due to Hurricane Henri. The PGA Tour announced Saturday that the final round of the first FedEx Cup playoff event will move to Monday. A tropical storm warning is in effect in the area of the Liberty National Golf Club. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. military is facing calls to do more to get American citizens and Afghan allies out of Afghanistan as the Taliban consolidates power in Kabul. The Pentagon says that 17,000 people have been evacuated from the Kabul airport in the last week, but there are estimates that 10,000 to 15,000 American citizens are in Afghanistan, with as many as 80,000 Afghans who are eligible for evacuation because of their work with U.S. forces. Former American ambassador to Afghanistan Ronald Newman says that the withdrawal has been a disaster. He tells MSNBC that President Biden has ignored the advice of many of his advisors and is paying the price.
The question of leaving is one thing, and that's an arguable decision. But the manner of the leaving has been an absolute disaster, totally lacking in planning, executed faster than it needed to be, and in doing so, psychologically destroyed the confidence of the Afghans. So much of the falling apart of the Afghan army is also our fault. Not to mention, of course, the backlog of SIV visa applicants who could have been moved out much earlier, and were not. So, no, I think the president is completely wrong and simply paid no attention to any of the advice he was given, including from all our NATO allies, and who are now just ripping us, British, French, Germans, the whole British Parliament had a whole session attacking the decision and the president.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.